This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
This is for you, by the way.
It's for your mama.
Yeah. I just got whacked in the leg real good.
Oh.
Wow.
Go a little higher. Did Fat Boy just say he got his legs waxed? That's what I heard.
This is...
Wow.
This freaking board, man, is laying down.
What happened?
We've had some technical
difficulties. You get bruises on your legs.
I can't even give you an analogy. It's like if you started working on something and it was finished, you didn't wrap up the job.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's like if you work on a power box and you just left the damn thing open.
Oops,
somebody
my bad.
Could come along, piss in it, throw water in it, do whatever.
Get you electrocuted.
I needed an analogy I can identify with.
Welcome to our world.
I don't get any of these references.
They're ridiculous.
Is somebody crawling around down there and you just
I
don't
was
know?
Earlier. I was like, I'm going to close this. MFNCSNSOB. I said that exactly.
And sometimes they lose the screws, so you can't put the things back up there.
Well, that means somebody's got a screw loose.
Yes.
I always heard that.
It's very true.
It's got the screws, but you know, I'm not a janitor, so I don't carry around the little circle thing that's got the screwdriver on it.
Oh, those are very handy. Did you ever walk around, you know, when you would hear, you know, usually older family members talking about somebody that, you know,
an Allen wrench?
Might be a little, a what?
Isn't that little thing called an Allen wrench?
Nah, this is something separate. It was like a little...
Hey, you just committed you're not listening to what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to think of the thing that you'd put
All right,
the thing
let's think
on.
About what that would be before we go further, because we do tend to drift off. Is it an Allen wrench? I thought it was an alien wrench, but I always thought
it's definitely not, but I don't...
It's not an alien not wrench? Important.
Okay. I don't know if it had a name.
I'm not a techie person or a toolie. I'm really not.
Some tool old guys used to carry.
Yeah.
Old nerds.
With some needle nose pliers.
Oh, God.
Needle nose. Might have got it all. Yeah. I did. I got lost this morning. When you don't come to work for Plum Narrow a month.
You're just driving around. I know the station somewhere.
Jesus.
Which way do I turn?
Well, it was like the three wise men would follow the star. I was following where the needle was. So I ended up in Glassy Mountain. And
good Lord.
It's the transmitter. I'm back in Greenville.
He saw the engineer and he's like, if you're up here, you might as well get to work.
He turned around with the flashlight at the bottom of his face. Turned around and scared me half to death. Of course, he does that in regular light. he's not listening. He reminds me of the guy in the first, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You know, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Sailor or whatever.
Not the remake.
No, the original.
Because everything's a remake now. That guy remade.
Too. Does he have a hook hand? Have you noticed?
I think he does.
I believe so.
It would be hand. Maybe that's the little tool that he carries around with him in a hand.
It's it's like, switch it up. Have a dildo hand or something. No different.
No, kid, are you just stuck with the hook? Like, can you have like a corkscrew every once in a while to go to a winery? Or
it'd be, you know.
I'd be more nervous you're going to stab my backside.
Let me help you with this.
Here, let me scratch your back for you. No!
Oh.
He's got a buddy working in tandem with him. The other killer trips you up, and then he attacks you with the dildo fist.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You think before you get there, he's like, no, I'm on this side. Oh. You're on this side. You could have dildo him in the front.
Whoa.
Dude, that's the movie. He doesn't have saliva. He has Kentucky jelly for spit. And then he just, whack, right on the top of that sucker.
Uh-oh.
I did you last summer.
Yes!
I don't need to know. I did you last summer.
Whoa.
You just didn't know I did you last summer.
And they're trying to figure out who it was.
Yeah.
I did you.
And who did you?
They pulled the mask off at the end. It's, like, it's Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Did you with the stuck you with my special fist.
My corkscrew.
Did you last summer?
That's going to be out of date at some point, right?
You know, and
what, Bill Cosby references? Like, yeah.
If people don't know who did them, and someone called them and said, Sharon, I did you last summer. It'd be kind of creepy.
Sydney. It was No. Sydney was
Saul. Oh, that's coming out, too.
Or no, Sydney was
Scream.
Scream.
Yeah. I just made
Whose teeth?
Teeth.
Whose teeth? You got to tell the story because I always think of it every time you say that movie.
Well, I may say it wrong because I haven't talked in 3.5 weeks. So we were at we probably shouldn't say it. Should we say the location?
I don't care.
Okay. So we were at Dave and Buster's, and we were, like when we go and do the little events and stuff, we'll play little games and stuff and give things away. And I believe at the time we were out of Rise Guys merch.
Damn it.
And so we had a selection of like DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff. And there was a guy there, so it's Dave and Buster. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, the family, you take the kids and stuff. And there was the movies there, and correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, I've been up 15 minutes. And I live 15 minutes away, so do the math. The kid says, Daddy, what is this movie about? And it was the movie Teeth. And the dad says, that's that one where the woman's got a teeth in her vagina.
That was the other one. The movie was
Smile. Yeah. Okay, see, I wish you had done it because I did it backwards.
Smile.
The movie was Smile. And he says, that's the one where a lady's got a teeth in her vagina. And the kid just looks up. Oh. Like, you remember how Opie would look up at Paul and his eyes were kind of squinted? Like, I don't even know what you mean, Paul.
Oh. That's how you scare kids away from that. Abstinence doesn't work. Tell them, say, hey, there's like a Saul in that sucker. You better look out.
Like, I think that's what they said to the GIs going over to overseas. Like, hey, watch out. Someone put razors there.
Good Lord.
You got to be careful. That's what kept me from eating apples on Halloween. I didn't want to catch a razor.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Don't want a razor in my throat. Give me diabetes instead, please.
Plus, that sucker had candy on it like it was, you know, frosted over.
It was all good intentions to give kids healthy things for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was nefarious because it could be loaded with a razor blade.
Yeah, and like, first off, like, I guess it was maybe if that happened. I don't know that it even really happened.
I think it's all.
I mean, I'm sure you could probably look it up on the internet. Yeah. Somebody probably got the idea from the old tale. But, like, are you going to eat an apple you just got from? Although you do it from the grocery store. But I don't know. Just something different about it. I trust the grocery store. I trust the grocery store rather than it coming from a guy's hand out his front door.
Well, don't you like that? No, no.
Come
like
here, that? My pretty.
When you cut into it, like I don't like to just grab it and just like, you know, take a big chomp at it.
I like to wash it first.
And yeah.
Snow White and the Apple. It was, wasn't that what the witch gave her?
Oh, I'm not too good on the.
I think you're thinking of Adam and Eve, Paige.
No, I'm not.
That's what.
Yeah, why did Snow White only, was that on Halloween though? They were, why'd she give her an apple for?
Well, she had to ride the apple to the
dance. It put her
dance,
to sleep.
Right?
She took a bite of the apple and it made her sleep.
He's singing the Cinderella right now.
Oh, well, you're all off.
Didn't her horse carriage turn into
an
apple?
Yeah, it did. From a pumpkin.
Oh, from a pumpkin.
That's what it says.
So it's a Halloween story.
Well, I got it completely backwards. I thought he got a blumpkin and then it turned into a carriage.
But didn't she put a rat on her foot?
No, that was the driver was the rat, the stagecoach.
She French kissed a frog and then he turned into the
horses.
Guy. Yeah, it turned into a horse.
But where did the Dalmatians come from?
I don't know. There's 1,000 of them, I believe.
Jesus.
You know all these stories.
Cruella DeVille.
You know, like, we're kind of, you know, somewhat sarcastically talking right now, but a lot of those I don't remember.
I don't. Rumple Gremlin skin. Rumple Mint's skin.
Yeah.
You had to crawl down his hair to get the liquor.
Yeah.
No, for real.
He
what
slept
was
for
that?
100 years.
Who let down her hair to let the dude grow
Rapunzel.
Up? Rapunzel.
Oh, shit. Yeah. But it wasn't head hair. It was.
Yeah, it was bush.
It was not public hair.
When he crawled up, he was like, crawling
they
up
they got
there.
That head for the mountains. Because she lived up at the, you know, on the top
Rapunzel,
of the mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I would rather you jump down and land on your public hairs instead of me trying to crawl up them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I don't think like that kind of hair would act as like a, you know, you're going to bounce off the ground.
I'm just wondering if you had hair that sturdy down there, how that would be.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
bet it's you, like a rope.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to take my time
Gale
getting up here.
Could rappel down the side of a mountain with her
oh,
head
she's
hair.
She's beautiful.
Oprah's friend?
No, that's Gail King.
Just Gail.
No
Crystal
Kings.
Gail. No Kings.
No.
I agree, though. Kings Leon does sound like a rap group, doesn't it?
Or like some kind of, you know, exclusive group you would be in. It's not say gang.
One well, you might club. Get jumped into.
It's a club.
It's a club. It's a social club. That's right. It is a social club. Social club. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, look at that. I've already written down 26. I didn't mess up and write down 25 or nothing.
I got my look, new day planner.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got the numbers
oh,
on the front.
Green.
In case I forget. Yeah, in case
what
I forget.
What year is? Or?
I know. Okay. It's like really bold on every page. Like,
you don't want to pick up last year's just in case.
Could you imagine?
That's interesting, though. Do you even look at last year's?
I'd say okay, so this is the weird thing about me. I save my day planners. Like, oh. I have them back. I'm not kidding.
Do you have
you.
An archive? To go back.
Is it archive? I always said archive, but
smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Is it reference back to on this day?
Or because I use like the way mine's set up, I have like a daily one, and then you have like the weekly one where you can just put little notes. But then on the daily one, I would use it as a way to perhaps journal, write down notes. You know, keep a log if someone didn't come into work. You know,
Diary of a Madman.
No.
That was a great title.
A great title. I just didn't want to. I thought that was the dumbest thing in the world. I really did. Like, go talk on the radio for an hour or 4 hours a day, and then write a blog afterwards.
Yeah, did you blog it?
Did you blog it? Like, I blogged twice the whole time.
Hard to find, but I did blog. It is up there. But like, golfers will keep their scorecards.
Oh yeah,
throughout the years.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty smart. You know.
Yeah, or like murderers will do like the little teardrop. Tattoo.
Yeah, like if you think about Seven, the movie, like somebody had to actually write that for a prop. Remember the book he kept with all the like.
Oh yeah.
All the little writing in it.
Or think about if you're like, who, wonder who designed the knife dildo. I know we've hit dildo twice now. opening.
Like whose sick idea was that?
Like, and then you had to go to like some tool guy and say, hey,
could you?
I need you to make me something.
It's like, I need proof that you're working on a movie and you're not just...
you're not just going to...
Because have you seen the videos where the guy goes in the store, he'll buy a cucumber and some baby oil and a box of condoms, and he just puts random items until the cashier, like, you know, reacts to it.
Right. To see how far... Okay, oh, you got the ski mask and the duct tape. Okay, all this baby oil. Interesting. Duct tape. The leaf-sized trash bags. What is this about?
God, it's stuff to sales, man. You just never know.
You really don't. You don't ever know. That's a good point, Fat Boy.
Like writing the cue cards on SNL has got to be the worst job in the world. That is your job, every skit.
Yeah. And you got to write, what do they get? 5 lines a card, so ever how big that is.
Yeah, you got to write it big.
And you got to, and you can't mess up.
Like, and the guy who drops them, he's been doing it for years. Like, his job is protected. Yep.
Yeah, AI can't do that.
Dope, dope, dope.
I mean, it could. Actually, it might do it better.
I've been watching a lot of nerd, like, people would consider throwaway content. That's all I've been watching.
Like what? Give me an example.
I watched a 20-minute video of a guy who works for the Rams paint the field. He just paints the field. I'm like, this is interesting.
Paint or whatever are they?
No, it's like a special paint, athletic paint. You can't even buy. The fact is, I'm watching this for 20 minutes. The guy paint a field.
That's kind of cool, though.
Some of that stuff will grab your interest. I can't tell you how many episodes of How It's Made I watched.
How they measure it out to make it clean like it?
I don't like the How It's. I like them, but they don't really follow through with it. It's like a basic. Like, I want some in depth.
And also, the voice is somewhat monotone. You know, that guy's voice, and then also, I start to. This is just the patriot in me. I started to realize every one of them's filmed in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, come on, man. Oh, these people look so happy at work. You're not in America.
Have you seen them when they make the bowling?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Balls, and some of them come out all weird looking.
Yeah.
And they just bury them.
And then the one, we watched the same one. And then they show the ones where they can put like flowers inside of them or goldfish and stuff.
Just like Ernie McCracken's Dang, look at that.
Yeah, I know. I caught myself to cuss or not to cuss.
Oh, we got a question. We got to put some money on who's going to be the first dump of the.
No, we're not.
What are the odds?
Isn't that funny that if you did anyway, it's like, I mean, they haven't done it in a while. So that's the scary part. Like, they haven't done that in a while.
No.
So either they're like, you know what? We're going to worry with other countries right now. And
so has everything been made? Like, you know.
What do you mean?
Is that what you mean? Like, as far as, like, they quit doing the episodes?
Oh, no. No. No, I don't know what you mean. Is that what I meant?
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
What did I say that you questioned? What did I mean?
I thought we were still talking about the...
How it's made. Oh, yeah. It would always come on Saturday mornings. It was either like Saturday mornings, you know, they don't do the cartoons anymore. I mean, they do, but you have to go to the channels for that. And I don't like that because then all the commercials for kids, you know, ABC and the Saturday morning stuff, they still have like Oil Change commercials and, you know, stuff like that.
Come on down.
Yeah.
You finished watching your Scooby-Doo? You got a coupon. Not how much oil was back then, but now it's...
Need a diaper change? Well, your dad might need an oil change. Tell him to get in here and watch this.
Come on down.
That's a great commercial. Get your daddy.
I love getting my oil change with a hot chick beside me because everybody's going to ignore the fact that I'm there and they'll just go, like, all try to hit on her at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Try to upsell her everything, but you
know. Look at your air filter. Look at this thing.
It's a combination of trying to hit on and take advantage of at the same time.
You ever notice the guy, you know, they'll still do it. And one time I legit needed one, if that was my real air filter. I don't know if they have like a dummy one down
there.
They do. They show you.
I think they buy dirty filters just so they can...
The guy
gives show you yours.
Like that is a friend. That ain't mine. Mine's not orange.
Well, he holds it up and he looks at it and then looks at you and just crinkles his nose a little bit like, you don't want this back in there, do you? Reaches down, pulls a rat out of it. What is this?
Yeah. Now for $345, I can get you a new one in here if you'd like.
They show you one that looks like it goes in your house.
Like, how many times your do they have filter? Like somebody pull out an app and say, well, I can get it at so and so for $12 right now.
Why am I spending $40 here?
What are the comms? I had a guy pull out a AA battery and say, did you know your car was trying to run off of this? I was like, what? Now I know you're screwing with me. Old guy.
Whoa.
Oh, law.
I was getting back into it.
Yeah, just settling back in, you know. We'll do a fun little bit. You can help me come up with a good excuse if Mark asked me why I was late.
Oh.
I've challenged myself this year to have better excuses.
I'm hoping his plate's full enough to where we, you know, we're the kale to his steak. We're just off to the side.
So this is one thing that's good about the Venezuela thing. It's like he's probably like glued to the news channel, you know.
Yeah.
Like I went to sleep watching it like the last, well, not last night, the night, the last two nights before. I went to bed watching it live one night. I was like, I'm going to wake up to something in the morning.
Well, don't you have to be like that if you run a news station? Or if you got one in your cluster, you're like,
Thinking that, like, they get so excited. So just the thought
of... Something to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times I saw a dude in his gray sweatsuit.
But
what's weird is, like, you see the video of them leading him off the plane, but then when they showed the... I didn't realize they do this. And it was on Twitter, I saw it. And it was him standing Moderna? One of them is a drug. The other one was a dictator. Menards.
Marina?
I saw Menards in person for the first time.
Oh, congratulations.
Not Menards. Oh. The store.
Menards. Your Nards.
Yeah. No, they were not. You were thinking about my chart.
Wait.
You think people up there said, what are you doing in my neighborhood? This is my Menards. Your Menards is over there.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ooh.
I had to play this, man. It was stuck in my head for about a week.
It's a good song.
My gosh, I haven't recognized it yet. It's a fun little brain game.
You know it now, I'm sure.
I don't.
Oh.
Not playing not playing possum. God. Somebody ran over a huge possum near my house, like one that I feel like if you, like, it would make you like slide off the road maybe. If you, it is a big one and real greasy looking.
Greasy possum. Yeah,
real greasy possum.
Like everything just shot out of the ass or whatever.
Yeah, like it just imploded. Like I bet who hit it probably slid down in the woods or something. It's a big old rascal.
Man, somebody I know posted a video of their cat. And the damn cat looked like he was a raccoon wearing a mask. I was like, that sucker's a cat that lives in your house?
Oh, wow.
But if you watch some of these guys that live in like Chechnya and Russia and some of those countries,
yeah,
they have actually like big puma like sized cats that live in the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like puma sized cats. Show me with your hands.
Oh, I can't. Like you could ride the sucker around the house.
No way. Like a jaguar?
What do you feed
him? Yeah. I have no clue. But the guy like will snuggle up to the damn thing.
In Russia, probably Ukrainian fingers.
I hate saying that as a straight man using the word snuggle.
Oh yeah, well.
But that's what it'll do.
A good fabric softener.
And I'm like, this guy, this cat could kill you in your sleep.
Well, it's like the any of the go back to Siegfried and Roy. I mean, that's the one. I remember just being amazed at watching tigers. Those videos with them tigers just sitting there like, you know, rubbing their chins and just loving it. And you'd see like the tigers would close their eyes and almost like they were smiling, you know. And all of a sudden, one of them just had a bad day. He had a bad day.
Could you imagine the balls you have to have just to get that close to one?
Yeah.
And they got them freaking going left and right.
You got to repeatedly do it until you like. When we got that donkey, he did not want anything to do with men. I don't know what it was about men. He just rebuked men. I don't know if it was
maybe somebody spanked him when he was a baby donkey.
Well, I don't go around hating women now because my mama spanked me when I was a kid. But I know what you're saying. I hope it was just spanking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that is.
I mean, if it's an intimidation contest, he wins because I showed you that one picture. I have a donkey that's hung like a horse.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
A donkey.
Have they ever stood beside each other and you can kind of.
I didn't have them at the same time.
Oh,
didn't have them at the same time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know if the horses messed around with each other that way and how it worked.
Well, now remember we found out the one it's like an episode of Sanford and Son that I saw one time where you didn't realize that you were buying a gelding. And it was. It was like 4 years older than we were told.
Oh.
Do they have papers on horses?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you get a thoroughbred.
Yeah, I didn't have a thoroughbred.
Like, how much is that? Nobody's going to. Like, you might get a Clydesdale with one big leg, and the rest look normal.
Let's see, oh, Lord. Donkeys and ponies make mules, right?
Donkeys and ponies make mules?
I don't think
Gosh,
so.
Yes, they do.
So.
That sounds like a pony. That sounds like a guy and a kid. That's what I hear when I.
See, your
donkeys
donkey,
and ponies.
Your donkey can mate with your horses and make little mules. On your farm.
But I don't have horses no more. Excuse my language.
Okay, so that's not going to happen.
I don't have horses no more.
Who's honest about the, in the horse trade anyway? As far as what they got, what they aren't. You know what I'm saying? It feels underhanded like independent wrestling. And how those go sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Like, the horses are going to get paid.
I feel like horse trade is like.
I wouldn't book Terry.
Like, this horse is good. Go ahead and take him. He's fine. He'll live a long time.
He follows the finger. Look, follow your finger. He does it. He ain't got a runny nose.
His back legs are probably shorter than his arms.
This one here was born without a tongue.
He's got a half one. He's a cyclops horse. The other eye's not good. I know they just stand there in one place anyway.
Is that a unicorn? No, it's a knot we haven't figured out yet on his forehead. Not quite sure what it is.
It's like the guy in 6 Mile who put the S&M horses. He puts the weird masks on them.
They're not S&M horses. They're just blinders. But they're like black patent leather.
Keeps them from being spooked.
I think it keeps him from, going to town on
realizing
his gimmick.
When he's ever there, what is it, Stump? I forgot the phrase, Stump.
Oh, Stump Broke.
Stump Broke.
Yeah, that's what Edith said.
Stump Breaking them.
He's got like 50 Shades of Grey going on in his little ranch in 6 Mile. I think he's selling these suckers.
God.
You want an S&M horse?
Trail horses? Or
I see, like, you'll ask the horse questions that I don't really, like, I don't know.
Horses always say no, too, if you do ask them a question. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Nay.
Thank you, Pitch.
I've only had one horse interaction in life. I got knocked off of one.
Whoa.
And never got back on.
By another one?
No, it was just, he got spooked.
I don't know what happened. Kicked off a horse.
Yeah, easy off the do. Ass end.
I mean, they may get spooked or they may not like you, buck you off and go back to the barn.
Right, watch your mouth.
I was lucky I was young. If it happened to me now,
oh boy. Well,
the horse probably couldn't get in the air still.
They might stomp you.
Well.
Like, it wouldn't have not been good for me.
Have you ever since went horseback riding, Fat Boy?
No, but
I just said it. I said it. I hate people say horseback riding, but I just said it.
Well, I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah, but there's no other part of the horse you would ride.
And I hope
I went
not.
Horse leg riding. What? I wouldn't rode his neck.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Can you go up that far? Can you go up to the neck?
I've never tried it.
You can.
The back of the throat?
I like holding onto the neck.
Back in the day, I felt like I was going to turn him into a camel. I was getting some natural humps, you know?
I like to ride bareback, but I haven't had a horse that's that tame in a long time.
Do they not call it roll dogging when you do that with
no,
a horse?
Sir. It's bareback.
Bareback.
How many of us could fit on a horse? What's the recommended?
I don't know that there's an us with that, really.
Can you get a double saddle? Like the people that ride around on the bikes, the
I
whole family's on
a
bike?
I did watch a TV show. Because
a double saddle.
I think most horses have a 250 limit. I mean, when I say most, it's maybe like the trail horses. But on this show, I forget, I think it was John Wilson, How To with John Wilson, where they were trying to make, you know, they were kind of being sarcastic about, you know, everybody needs to be able to take part in everything. So they put these big helium balloons on fat people, and and it lifted them up a little bit where they could ride horses.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, what a great charity that would be.
Well, during the conference room rodeo, Jeff had, you know, we all rode him. His back is stronger than a horse.
We literally put.
I don't think I rode him.
Put a he was the one. Put a saddle on his back and he buttoned us around.
Slap that.
Yeah, we all wore cowboy hats and dressed up.
Yeah,
sorry.
The freaking we had to say we needed the conference room because we were going to have a rodeo. And they were like, what?
No one asked any further questions.
No.
Like we reserved the conference room. What for? We're having a rodeo.
Okay.
No animals will be hurt, although we might take a guy's back out.
That's like when the monster trucks were here years and years ago, and they're like, can you think of anything you want to do with it? And like, I guess run over something? Like, what do you...
I know.
Can we surf the top of it? Like, what do you ask a monster truck to
what
do?
What was it that we did throw a good idea, and they wouldn't sign off on it? It was Monster Jam. It was It wasn't running over anything or being in the cab or something.
I think it was riding on the top of it.
I thought it was we were going to do have them do a tug of war with something.
Oh, that might have been because they hook them in the front
and
they try to tug that way.
Yeah, I can't remember. I do not remember. I do remember this. These words that I get to say. And because I was late today, it's the first time I'm able to say them in this calendar year. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, well, I'm going to make your New Year's resolution last longer. I'll tell you how next in your Rise Guys headlines. Oh. You're going to be successful this year.
I hope yours is to stay off AI. Good morning, everybody.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no...
no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin a discussion about your New Year's resolution. Did you make one this year?
Hell no.
Hell no?
I haven't in a couple years.
I did a couple.
Okay, say it.
Here's the thing, and I'm trying not to be a dick. Really not.
That's the resolution?
Well, that's one of them. So I made three.
Well, you already
in
failed
general,
this morning.
Or
I feel like if you put them out there, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to, like, it just ain't going to happen. So I don't want to say what they are.
Say it.
Do you regret it because of previous years when you've told us your resolutions? We've made it kind of a campaign and part of the show.
No, I'm just, and I might be.
Had 1,000 flyers printed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, do said, not feed this man.
Do not I feed mean, this
that
man.
That was so mean.
You can probably figure out what it is. But I feel like at this, like, you know, trying to figure out if there's any psychology to it of not saying what it is, if that even helps. Might not even matter.
They tell you in business, like, to keep your business mouth shut. Like, you don't talk about all your stuff. But I feel that's more of like you don't want to let the cat out of the bag or give anybody any ideas to go and beat you to market first or something.
Steal your ideas, you give everything to your competition.
I feel like if you do it, whatever the resolution is, and then you say it maybe after a week or two,
yeah,
maybe you have a better chance. I don't know. This all could be BS, you know.
But what is the resolution? If you feel comfortable saying it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't think I should say it.
Okay, that's what you're saying. You don't think you should say I see what you're saying.
Because I feel like if I focus too much on, you know, the big picture of it, then you might get a little. Because I'm the type of guy who likes to negotiate with some of this stuff. Right. Like, well, if I slip
up. You're going to say you like to run around.
If I slip up here, I'll make it up later. And guess what? I'll never make it up.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's not good.
I backslide, you know, constantly.
Well, Paige?
Yeah.
Did you? Like, honestly?
You know, honestly, I'm going to try to just let things go. Just let it go. That is my New Year's resolution.
Oh, someone watched Frozen over the holidays.
No. That all started because, you know, you just get caught up in other people's drama.
Yes.
And
women especially, because they have that caring, nurturing ways about them.
Where if you're not on point and you're not on, you know, on the same level, just go away. Let it go. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay, it's not what I thought you were going to say, but it's close.
I thought you were going to say quit playing whores in movies.
I kind of got an audition for another movie, and I wasn't a whore.
Nice.
Yes, I wore a black wig and these nails.
Well, you're going to look like one then.
No, not a whore. I was a monster. I want to be a witch.
A witch?
I'm going to be a witch.
Maybe. A witch.
If they accept me, I don't know. No more, I'll be a witch.
You're going to play one or look like one.
Right.
God, I thought she was going to say scale back. Like in general.
In general, scale back.
Wait, not being so busy?
Yeah, you got a lot of irons in the fire, man. Your fire's full of irons.
I just want to enjoy life, you know? And I don't want to be caught up in any other BS with people and just let it go.
Are you speaking toward Venezuela when you say that, or...?
No, nothing political or anything that has to do with anything.
I was hoping you'd bring it up. I've been waiting.
I have been concerned on if they're in the United States or what's going to happen and terrorism. Because we almost had a terrorism attack in Charlotte, and thank goodness people were on point for that.
Right.
You know, I think about that. But, you know, just to be happier in general is what I want to do and not let people get to me.
That will lead to I guess my resolution is a continuation from the previous year, which is a continuation. And that doesn't mean a resolution doesn't always have to be just 12 months. It can be like you know, they say, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 5-year? Usually that only centered around career, not anything else.
5-year plan is a smart plan for business. So you give yourself enough, you know, time to make it happen.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. A continuation, that's a good way to put it.
Because I mean, how are you going to, like, because if it's a weight loss thing, you're like, all right, hitting 100 pounds, and then you go away from the resolution, then what have you solved? It's gonna be your resolution again next year, probably.
I'll tell you one of mine that's easier to manage. I feel like I can do it, you know.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing it today. I'm not off to a good start. Dress better at work. You know, pre-COVID wise, as
me
far
too.
As we used to, and that can mean just, you know, not shorts as far as I go, pants or whatever. And I was going to do it today, but they don't fit. So,
you didn't get any new ones for Christmas?
No, I got to go buy something. This was a big ass pants too. So,
it's a good time because, you know, if you buy things that are out of season, because now the spring things are coming in.
Yeah, but when you're my size, it's you don't want you to wear the same thing all the time. Same thing for all seasons. Fat
Cowboy
ass.
Can't buy just my size.
No. I got to go to a special store, and that's the point we're getting to.
You want to go to any store.
No. I got to have a guy. When you got to have a guy, that means you're a special size.
It just means you're tall, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I got short legs.
Not going to shame him.
You have a large torso.
Which is weird. Somebody pointed out to me, you got short legs. I'm like, no, I don't.
That's not nice.
And I was looking at him.
Proportionally, like, kind of. You just have a large upper body, and I'm not even talking about your gut. Like, your shoulders are broad.
I'm glad I'm not short.
You used to play football.
I mean, if you're short, that's fine.
Tiny.
If I was like 5'7 or 5'8, man, I would have a rough time.
Like, there's no rapper go to the league with that.
It'd be me.
Rapper, become a cop.
Because your fat goes in different places if you're that short and you pack on a lot of weight. Like, you kind of.
You get a big ass. That's why, like, little people have big butts.
Where else is it going to go?
They do. I mean, I'm serious. I thought for a while, like, all little people were from, like, Brazil because of their big butts.
Uh-huh.
Why you have such a bitch butt?
It's got somewhere to go.
As long as you have the curves to smooth it out, then it's okay. But if, you know, me.
Yeah.
I used to live near a Brazilian lady, and she was in the face. She was terrible, but her body was great.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know, if you don't turn around, you probably
have. So you couldn't say she had a real pretty butt.
Yeah, like a banging body, but her face was awful.
So in conclusion.
She looked like AC Green.
To make your resolution last longer, lower your standards, be specific. Don't just say, I want to get fit. How about walk 10 minutes after work instead? And think small wins instead of the big picture. You'd be better off that way.
I mean, it's true.
Because if you fail, you're going to fail in the first couple weeks, right? If you can make it through that first month, hell, if you can make it through the first couple weeks, you got it whipped.
And also plan for things to go awry.
No, I can't say that for like smoking or whatever.
You might fall off the wagon and have a cheeseburger. It happens.
But see, I think by that, you're already preparing yourself to fail. So don't think that way.
I cannot give myself any concessions as far as to whatever it is. You can't. Not in the first couple
of
weeks.
Like at a movie theater or what?
Yeah.
Like any of that stuff. Like, you cannot do it. You have to be hardcore on it, man.
Yeah.
You cannot.
It's okay to have a cheat meal, but not a cheat day.
It never is.
Yeah. Not a cheat week.
Suffer for 2 weeks.
Not a cheat week. That's not good. So tie habits into routines, not your motivation. And also, for big life changes, test before you leap. Try a small experiment instead of the all or nothing.
I should have
changing
stopped
your
huffing.
Life.
That's what I should have picked to stop huffing. But, you know.
That's the first hit you've taken today?
Well, yeah, but the stuff's around. If it's around, you got to.
It's not like spray paint or anything, guys. It's hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it's
just, he has a frosty mouth.
Sanitorial wipes.
Sanitation wipes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell that word is.
What is that word, Paige?
Sanitation?
No, the word on that box.
Cleaning wipes.
I can't see it.
This is disinfectant.
Disinfectant
no
wipes.
Yeah, there's no G in that word.
There's no G in disinfectant? No. Well, who thought that?
Disinfectant.
Who thought there was a G?
So those morons that go to school.
I see what you're saying. Oh, I thought you were trying to spell a bad word.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.